The city reached a contract agreement with Richard Unterkofler earlier this week after negotiating over the course of several days. The negotiating committee included City Clerk Kathy O'Rear, Councilor John Haverlick, and Mayor Al Dwyer.
I think we did a darn good job. It really helps when the applicant wants to come here. You know, that really helps a lot. And I think Kathy has given us all a copy of the contract. Rich Unterkofler has signed it. Electronically, I guess.
The contract includes total monetary compensation of $115,000 a year, as well as a one-time $20,000 payment for moving costs. The terms were within the parameters the council set early last week when they unanimously decided to offer Unterkofler the job. Unterkofler was one of four finalists interviewed by the council earlier this month. His resume details over 30 years' experience as a city manager in several locations. That includes Petersburg, where he was city manager from 1981 to 1985, as well as Soldotna, Alaska, where he served in the post for 10 years. He's also been a town administrator in Illinois, Arizona, and Indiana. On KFSK's Council Corner Tuesday afternoon, Dwyer said he looked forward to Underkoffler's return to town. Dwyer worked for the city back when Unterkofler was manager the last time.
You know, he has an ability to relax people and get the facts from them, and he never raises his voice, never. He debates, he doesn't argue, so you feel like he's listening to you when you talk to him. And I think the public's going to enjoy him again. We enjoyed him the last time. I only had one negative comment about him and out of hundreds of calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to him starting.
At Tuesday night's meeting, all the councilors supported Unterkofler's hire, and after a brief recess to review the contract, they unanimously voted to approve it.
Welcome home, Rich.
Yay!
There was little discussion among the current councilors about the hire, but there were some comments from a former councilor earlier on in the meeting. Barry Bracken addressed the council, saying he was encouraged by their unanimous support for Unterkofler, but he was also concerned that they let the manager do the work he's being hired to do. Bracken encouraged the council to keep in mind city code provisions that define the manager as chief administrative officer responsible for day-to-day affairs in the city, and the requirements that councilors go through the city manager when giving administrative direction.
There's sometimes an inclination toward trying to micromanage the city a little bit, and I just really feel as a long-term member of the community and having been involved in city politics that it's in the community's best interest and your best interest to select a good manager, give him clear direction, and then stand back and let him do his job.
The city has been without a permanent manager since Bruce Jones retired in July of last year. It's been a lengthy hiring process with a couple of rounds of advertisements, interviews, and finalists. In the meantime, the city offices have been short-staffed, with City Clerk Kathy O'Rear acting as the interim manager. Also, there was a significant changeover in the city council this fall, with a new mayor and two new council members, and a variety of substantial issues that the new council and the interim city manager have had to deal with, including utility rate increases and a borough formation petition. Unterkofler is slated to start work in mid-February. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.